Your 49ers are geared up for the Super Bowl. They're going up against the Chiefs, and guess what? You get a front row seat with MyBookie. Whether you're aiming to cash in on the big game or just looking to have some fun times with friends, MyBookie brings the Vegas experience straight to you. Huge selection of pregame bets. You can wager on everything from the opening coin toss, the color of Taylor Swift's sweater. MyBookie is a platform that offers something to everyone. And whenever you sign up using promo code 49ERS or hit this QR code right to the side of me, you get to choose a variety of offers that are available to suit your playing style. Whether you want bonuses, cashback, all those things, all you got to do is just sign up using promo code 49ERS. So if you're itching for a sports book and casino that amplifies the thrill and maximizes your winnings, MyBookie is your MVP. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean from anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I hope you're feeling super, because it's Super Bowl week. And with me is the number one super ever, the Wayne Breezy. How are we doing, Wayne?
Feeling super, super califractious and XBalidocious, a word that can't nobody in their right mind spell. But I'm feeling good, like James Brown.
Oh, I love it, man. Oh, I love me some James Brown, man. And I got to say, shout out to all the hashtag CCs, all the hashtag BBs. This community's been with us, man. I got to give it up. It's absolutely incredible just with what the 49ers have been through, which they've had a lot of success. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sit here and say, you know, we're the Lions or the Cardinals or whatever else. Like, we're a damn good franchise with a lot of success, but it's been rough late. And, yeah, you know, this quest for six has been going on for, you know, cue the Titanic meme. It's been 84 years. And waiting for this is rough, but I love it, man. And today's going to be fun because what we're going to do is, you know, Wayne and I, we like to argue in a healthy way. Arguing's great. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to kind of dive into, we're going to build the best roster that we possibly can between these two teams. So trying to find a unique way to approach this, it just kind of what it looks like. So, you know, for those of you that are watching on YouTube or Twitter or Instagram, you're going to be able to see the graphic. For those of you listening just audio wise, we'll walk you through this as best we can. But what we're going to do, we're going to go position by position and we're going to pick, you know, who's the better starter between both teams. We're going to build the best 11 offense. We're going to build the best 11 defense. And I think that this is going to give us a pretty unique way at just seeing the strength of these two teams, Wayne.
I agree, John. I agree. Both teams, you know, we'll do this exercise. And then there's just some positions or players at those positions that just may be a boost and outweigh others. So I can't wait till we get down to this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like it. And shout out to Mike C. About that Madden sim. Whew. What can you give us a brief synopsis of what went down?
It went down to the end. That can give you that. To now go watch it.
Yeah, there we go. And so go to the Wade Breezy. It's listed at the top of this channel. Go check it out. Go have a good time, man. It's funny. I started watching like some of the Super Bowl interviews and stuff, and I was just like, oh.
I was overwhelmed a little bit. Like
the questions. I'm just
right.
You guys got the head coach of the 49ers. And I'm not trying to throw shade, but it was just like, what are we doing here?
I enjoyed it. I felt like Kyle Shanahan set the tone and let everybody know to just mother freaking relax.
There we go. Yeah, and Kyle Shanahan relaxing to the point of, you know, he was on that Chapman party plan before that interview. And so I respect that very, very much.
But if tell he me relax, you weren't relaxed after you heard our coach talk. And the fact that he was able to answer questions pretty relaxed lets me know that this is going to be a great freaking show.
There we go. That's what's up. I love it. Smoking Niner guy. Appreciate you, man. Love it. Yeah, that's awesome. Exactly correct. Right here, Johnny, he says, whoever asked Mahomes for his best Kermit impressions, while funny, was the dumbest question of all. Yeah, it's just bad. It's bad. But that's okay. It's what it is. It's what the NFL wants it to be. And yeah, Rob D, I'm with you. Breezy for president. I am the campaign manager for this. That dude deserves it all. So let's dive in. Let's talk. Let's go through position by position. And Breezy gets the final say. He's the president. I'm the campaign manager. I can put up my, differing opinions, but Breezy always gets final say. So here we go. Let's start at quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy. You got to pick a quarterback. Who are you going with there?
So I feel like this is the most interesting position. Because do I go with the veteran, the Super Bowl champion that's had struggled this season? Or do I go with the better quarterback this season?
Who would you rather have as your quarterback heading into this?
I know that's the question you're asking me. I'm gonna say Patrick Mahomes.
It's gotta be, man. I mean, like, literally, the dude is, and I love Brock Purdy. We all do. He could do something. You know, he's already done something that Mahomes couldn't. Mahomes didn't make the Super Bowl his second year.
His second year, yeah.
He did it. Only 8 quarterbacks in the history of the NFL has made it to start the quarterback in the Super Bowl their second year. Listen to these names. Dan Marino, Kurt Warner, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, Joe Burrow, and now Brock Purdy. Like, that is...
that's a decent list.
Yeah.
And he's in there with his mentor, Dan Marino. I think that's pretty cool.
I will say this. The only one out of all 8 of those to have over 110 quarterback rating was Brock Purdy.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Even Brock his. He's a stud. All right, let's go running back.
It's Christian McCaffrey. I don't think you have to. Yeah.
Yeah. That one's probably, and Isaiah Pacheco's a beast. I'm not trying to, like.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely
he's the top 10.
Top 10 back, yep. Strong runner, very powerful, doesn't quit. You know who reminds me of? James Conner.
Ooh, very similar. Smaller, very similar, but runs meaner.
Right, but he runs mean. That's what I'm trying to say. He's an angry runner. And it's tough to tackle those angry runners.
Yeah, and Fish Whisperer says Mahomes made it his second year as a starter, but he didn't play his rookie year at all. So it was his third year in the league. And I got to say, like, we talked about Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner was 28 his second year in the league. So
he was old.
He was old. All right, let's get to wide receivers. Now, when we get to these positions, we can kind of do it a little different. It's not necessarily like, you know, we could have the best 2 guards or the best 2 wide receivers. It's not X. It's not Z. It's just the best. So my question to you, Wayne, who is the best wide receiver, regardless of which wide receiver position for either team in this game?
Oh, the best wide receiver, like, is going to be Brandon Ayuk. So,
agreed.
Like, it's Ayuk and Debo for me.
Yeah, I don't think it's close. You know, I've said repeatedly and been quoted, I think that the wide receiver core for the Chiefs is the worst in the NFL. Rasheed Rice is good, but talk about Justin Watson, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Kadarius Toney, probably not even going to suit up. Like, that's bad. I know Kelsey helps a lot, but, like, it's terrible. So Debo and Ayuk are the 1-2, and we'll get to the flex position here in a second. All right, let's go tight end. And this one's rough. This is probably the closest...
this is the hardest one.
I mean, you've got what Kelsey just broke Jerry Rice's record, 11 catches, something like that. You know, the first team All-Pro tight end this year was George Kittle, though.
If I got CMC, I got to go Kittle.
Oh, help me understand why those two things.
Because CMC runs and Kittle enables that.
Oh, see that? You see that?
Yeah. Oh, we think over here. There's... there's a method to the madness. So it's not just what, yeah, Kelce is a wide receiver and a tight end body for sure. Really good route running, great footwork, finds holes in the zone, can get open, can beat man coverage. You got to double him. Kelce's a big dude. Like, Kelce's that dude. Did he go to Cincinnati?
Well, yeah, they both did. They both did. They're Ohio boys. And right here, yeah, Johnny Dell. Kelce is a big receiver. So, you know, I'm not putting Kelce over Debo. But like, once we get here.
Are we putting the tight end in the flex?
Yeah, so the tight end.
This is easy.
This is Kelce, right? So you got Kyle Juszczyk. Yeah. You've got, you know, Elijah Mitchell. Yeah. You've got Juwan Jennings. But no, this right here is Kelce.
Yeah.
And if we did go Kelce at the tight end, Kittle would be right here.
Correct.
And so, yeah, there's some studs there. There's no doubt about that. I like this, man. Everybody talking about blocking and all that stuff. Yeah, that's the way to go. Now, let's get to the offensive line.
It's Trent Williams at the left tackle spot.
Yeah, big Trent is the freaking man. Here, I'm just going to put Trent so it spaces evenly. I don't think that one's close. Now, the guards. Let's do both guard spots because Joe Thuney, long shot, probably not even going to practice. Hasn't practiced yet. I don't think he's playing. So you got to remove him from the equation.
Then it's Aaron Banks.
See, I don't think – so you've got Smith for – Trey Smith starts at right guard, and you got John Feliciano starts at right guard for the Niners. I would take – Aaron Banks is not even close to my list. Like, out of three guys, he's third for me.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, like, I would much rather start Feliciano and Trey Smith personally, but you want to go Banks?
Yeah, I mean,
would you take Feliciano?
Oh, you're saying put Feliciano at the left guard spot?
Yeah, okay. I'd be anybody.
Okay, we could do that.
Feliciano there, and I like Banks, but he just hasn't been Banks since he's been injured. Since he's come back,
it's their center too. So we're gonna go with
Creed Humphrey, third best. Maybe?
I think he's the best center in the league, but that's just me.
I think he will be. I'd put Frank Ragnow up there and then the other Kelce. But, yeah, he's in the midst. And we got to put Creed up there. Shout out to Carl Weathers, man. Love that man. He brought a lot of happiness to the childhood of John Chapman. And I'm sure you too, man. I freaking love.
That's Action Jackson.
That's what's up. Now, the right tackle is kind of a coin flip. Colton McKivitz versus Juwan Taylor. Now, if we're going to have Pro Football Focus grades, Colton McKivitz is, you know, has the advantage. But, you know, Taylor was second round pick, been in the league for a long time, making really good money. What are you going to do here? I don't think there's really a great choice.
Let's go with the prospect. Let's go with the second round pick.
Yeah, I think so too. Juwan Taylor, that's who I would take. Now, I don't think that Colton McKivitz has played fairly well, especially the playoffs. But I would take Juwan Taylor over that. And so let's just go through real quick our starting 11. Mahomes, CMC, Ayuk, Debo, Kittle, Kelsey, offensive line, Trent Williams, Feliciano, Creed, Trey Smith, Juwan Taylor. Now, it's kind of crazy because their offensive line is not that good. I really, really don't think that they're that great, but they still got three out of the five.
Well, they might not be that great, but they're better than our offensive line, and that tells you where our weakness is.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I think the thing that makes our offensive line not look as bad is Brock Purdy. Mm. So I think Mahomes will be able to do some of the same things. And, you know, if it was a 49ers offensive line, it wouldn't look as bad. Patrick does that for his team as well. But he has the best center. And so, you know, depending on who's coaching these two teams, we got to pick a coach at the end, right? Or we just going to go with the 11s?
Oh, we can do whatever we want to do, man.
Okay.
That kind of
changes it up a little bit because now we know whose scheme we run. Like, you know,
all right.
I mean?
So, yeah, I like that. So let's count these. Okay. Chiefs players 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we've got 6 49ers and we've got five Chiefs. So it's close. That's offensively. All right. Now, before we jump over to the other side, let's talk real quick. We've got some big stuff on the move. Okay. One, we're giving away two full-fledged Super Bowl tickets Thursday, 10 a.m. On my channel. And so if you want to, it's $100 per chance. You buy as many as you want. Just want to let you know you got great odds. And once you get the tickets, you can resell them. So if you're looking for investment or whatever else, that's you. Do whatever you want with the tickets or you can go support the Niners. We have not gotten close to hitting our quota, but we're still giving them away. The description, the link is in the video if you want to go check or in the description of the audio or video if you want to check that out. Now, Wayne, will you talk to us about what we got going on in Vegas this weekend, man?
Yeah, it's gonna be like the thriller in Manila. Like, you know, Saturday night, if you want to party, you really want to party with us, all right? 2 to 10, we're gonna be there. You got Frank Gore, Navarro Bowman, two of the greatest 49er players of all time. On top of that, two of the greatest former 49er players when they come to events. These dudes will talk to you, party with you, they will have fun. And so that's the kicker. Like, they fit the personality of what the Rush wants to do. So shout out to John and the crew, 49ers Rush Road Trip. You're definitely going to be here on Saturday. And then Sunday, John talked about it. If you don't have your watch party tickets, if you're not going to go to the Super Bowl, you're going to want to be here at the watch party. We have limited space still available. You can go online and get your tickets. They're a little bit, you know, what they are, but go check it out. Go check out the packages. You want a safe place and you want to be with fans that you know you can trust. And so that's why you're going to want to be here. That's going to be good drinks, good food, everything.
Like, people are upset. Like, this is all you can drink for 4 hours. And it's not like Wells. No, this is call
this is
level.
Good. Yeah, this is good stuff.
Unlimited fajitas, sliders, you know, whatever. Like, we got it covered. So if you're in Vegas and you're trying to watch the game, like, everybody's selling bar stools for whatever else, we're including the experience. We got a mechanical bull in the house, baby. We got unlimited drinks, food, you name it. Kid friendly. They do have to pay for a spot, but we rented the whole venue out. And it's not cheap. Rented an entire venue out on the strip in Las Vegas. Not one, but 2 days. I do have to update real quick on Saturday at Chickie and Pete's in the Sahara. They have given us an extra hour because our ticket sales are doing so well. So we're going to start our party at 1 to 8 p.m. And you can come. We're doing trivia, giveaways, raffles, you name it. Stuff for the kiddos. All that stuff. And if you do have your tickets to the watch party, you can come pick them up Saturday at Chickie's and Pete's. That way you could be ready to go. All the tables are going to be reserved and all that stuff. And so if you've already got your tickets, awesome. If not, go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. We've been working hard, man. And to get this to where it is, we just want to create the best experience possible. And the after party is going to be everywhere on the Vegas Strip where you see red and gold having a good time. Man, and so I love it. And so the prices, Mark, we do our prices early bird up. And so you just got to go check out the website, depending on what you want. If you want standing room only, do you just want a bar seat? Is it just one? Do you want a table? All those things are going to be there. But the prices do, as we run out, step up. That's kind of how we do it. We always want to reward the people that show up early. But yeah, head over there, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. You'll see all the details. Any questions, just hit me up. We got you guys. And Boats, thank you. He says, great job setting this up for all who can attend. We want to bring the community together, man. That's what this show's about. That's what Wayne's about. That's all he does is entertain, man. I've said for the longest time, this dude needs a TV channel, his own TV show. I'd watch it nonstop, man.
Oh, you'd be on there. Like,
I'll show up. I'd be the wacky neighbor that shows up. That's what I do. I'm Kramer. You know what I mean? All right, let's do defense. Let's go through it. Let's switch it up. Let's start defensive ends.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, so you've got Nick Bosa.
Bosa's you've got there.
Dana, Karlaftis, Chase Young.
I'm going Bosa and Karlaftis.
I think so, too. I was going to do the same thing. And, man, isn't it weird? You remember when everybody was saying how we should trade Brandon Ayuk so we could keep Chase Young?
That's crazy, man. Mm. Crazy times. It's crazy because when Young first got here, you saw the spark in the defense rise up. Right. You saw and I personally feel like when we're talking about Chase Young, I feel like he's doing what he's supposed to do because Nick Bosa has gotten a lot more free. You know what I mean? Now, I do think Chase Young is being overutilized or overworked. It's about a kid that hasn't had a break other than the break that the team earned for getting a bye week. And this is everybody else had two bye weeks. He had just the one, right?
Right.
And so I don't know if that's playing a role, but it was really good to hear from him last night. And he talked about his lack of effort, and he talked about he will be better. So we'll see what happens.
And he made a lot of really good plays. Like, I hate how we just you grab one or two snapshots, but, like, that dude's leading the NFL in tackle for losses and solo tackles in the playoffs. And he's played one less game than everybody.
Like, and he gets – yeah, you said tackles for losses. That's the key.
Right here, we walked on the moon. If Farrell was not hurt, would you consider him over Karlaftis?
Oh, no.
I don't think I would either. No. He would probably be the next option, though.
Yeah, right. He would be the next option. It's crazy because we still have Chase Young, but he would be the next option.
Yeah, Boats right here. Young's been solid. Like, he's getting a bad rep, and I understand it, but, man, he's making some clutch plays.
He's getting a bad rep, everybody, because he's not productive in the sack game, but that's the defense this year. So if he's going to get a bad rep, then the whole defense deserves the bad rep because this has not been a sack-based defense. This has been a pressure, don't break down in your containment type of defense, right? We've been getting pressures. The pressures are up. I think Nick Bosa leads the league in pressures. Like, that's what we're doing. But these quarterbacks are playing us differently, John. Like, they're getting the ball in their hand in less than 2 seconds, man. Like, 2 seconds tops. That ball's gone. So it's not like they're dropping back and having – forever to throw. I know we've seen that in the playoffs on some of those Jordan Love throws, but yeah, it's just what it is.
You know, Bosa talked about this. This is a quick 15-second clip, exactly what you said.
I think keeping him in the pocket as best as you can is one of the big things, just because he loves to improvise and do all that stuff, and then full-on effort. Kyle called it defensive line stamina is the key to the game.
There we go. And so, you know, getting that week off for Chase Young. And, you know, we saw, you know, the second half when they came out against Detroit, Eric Armstead got his first snaps at defensive end in, I don't know, 3 years. So, like, and this is going to lead us to the next position, defensive tackle. I got a weird take here, man.
No, you don't. I'm going Chris Jones.
Hands down, he is by far the best of all those. But
I'm curious to hear your weird take.
Take is this. If I'm picking the best defensive tackle that's playing, I'm putting Javon Kinlaw ahead of Eric Armstead and Javon Hargrave. If I'm picking my two best defensive tackles, you don't win the Green Bay game or the Detroit Lions game without Javon Kinlaw.
Kinlaw doesn't start. And so
I don't care.
I do, because when he starts, his play drops.
Yeah, that's been in the past. And yeah, I'm not saying he should be starting. But I'm telling you right now, Javon Hargrave's coming off his worst game as a 49er.
But the thing is, will he have his worst game again?
I don't know. All I know
I'm going Hargrave here.
You always get the tiebreaker. I'm just saying, when Javon Kinlaw comes in and Hargrave goes out, great things happen.
And this is not a shot at Javon Kinlaw, but we're talking about a guy that's been supplementing and playing very well and healthy. But is it because of the fact that he's rotating? Because if he has to go out there and start, then it's a different game plan. They're going to wear him down in the run. You get what I'm saying? Like, they'll try to wear him down. So I don't know if I like him as one of the top. He is playing really good football, especially in the playoffs. Definitely proud of him.
There you go. Right here, 49ers Media. What's up? Shout out to you, first off. Hargrave is on the Eagles. He wants payback. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Playing with a chip on his shoulder. Yeah. I didn't realize how close that game was until I watched it again the other night.
It was close. You know, if what's his name doesn't fumble that ball and give him a free touchdown, they probably win. So our D line is Nick Bosa, Chris Jones, Hargrave, Karloftis.
That's a D line, bro.
It's pretty damn good.
Two for two, too.
Yeah, it is. All right, linebackers.
It's just the Niners linebackers. This is not. I'm taking Warner and I'm taking freaking Greenlaw, and I like Bolton, but he doesn't even tip the iceberg next to these two.
And he's been injured a lot this year. You know, whether
I like him though, but he just
I like him too. He's ranked 54th out of 82 linebackers. Like, yeah, he's good. And last year I was arguing he was one of the guys that was pressing into the top five.
For sure. He was. Haven't really seen that. But his injuries set him back for sure.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, we got some Chiefs fans in here. What's up? Hey. Says the Super Bowl going to be dedicated to Derek Thomas. Man, I went to grad school in Kansas City, and I was a huge Derek Thomas fan. And so he's got the schools up all along in the little education centers. So yeah, shout out to him. But sorry, man, I don't think you want to dedicate a Super Bowl loss to one of the Chiefs legends. That's all. But I am a big fan of Derek Thomas. Him and Neil Young, whenever he get the sack and he do the baseball swing, you remember that? Oh, mm-hmm. I freaking love that stuff back in the day. Okay, our linebackers, Warner, Greenlaw. This one's going to be a little tough. Let's go corner.
I'm taking LeJarius Sneed.
I would too.
This is tough because I might go with both of their corners, but.
You going McDuffie over Charvarius Ward?
I like McDuffie, bro.
They're good. Yeah, but none of them were, you know, the all-pros team.
Give me Ward.
Ward got it. Yeah. I'd go Sneed and Ward as well. Now, we've got a flex spot. And once we get there, I think that's probably where I would put McDuffie.
I think I might take Demo in the flex.
You would take him over McDuffie?
Yeah, because McDuffie's more of an outside guy, right?
He's one of the best blitzing corners. I think he's the best blitzing corner in the NFL. But because whenever they go, when they go nickel,
he shifts into the inside.
He goes the inside just like Demo does.
Okay.
So they're good. They're good. They're very good. So, like, yeah, that's a rough one. Let's do safeties. They've got Justin Reed, which is Eric Reed's little brother.
I would take Justin Reed and T-Gip.
Yeah, I think so, too. I would take Hufanga over both of them.
Oh, for sure, but unfortunately, he's not playing.
He's not. So, yeah, that one's, man. So what about the flex spot? This is anybody left. If you want to do a linebacker, you want to put Bolton in there, McDuffie, Demo.
It's going to be McDuffie or Demo. And let's let the community vote.
Yeah, I like that. So we can't put a poll up, but who should get the flex starting spot between Diamador Lenore and Trent McDuffie, which probably two of only like four corners in the NFL that start outside and shift inside. Like, there's not a lot of those, which is crazy. But you know, we're looking at just the stats. McDuffie is the fourth rated cornerback, and Lenore's the 29th. We're getting a little bit of both.
It's got to be McDuffie, bro. He's dope.
I don't think it's close, to be honest with you. I love the hyena.
Yo. Like, they have really – let me tell you this. They have good
corners. About Ambry? You left off Ambry.
Yeah, they being funny. They have good corners. They have the probably two of the top corners in the game.
Yeah, I agree.
And they don't give up touchdowns. Did y'all know that? Their corners don't give up touchdowns. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, I'm going McDuffie there.
We'll put McDuffie there. Hey, but here's the cool thing, right? And so, like, you know, Kansas City Chiefs fans, they should be happy. They got a really good secondary back there. But, you know, when I look at who they have to defend this week, it's going to be a little different. Because the Niner receivers are built a little bit differently, right?
Yes.
They ain't the speedy, flashy guys that's going to try to run by you. They're going to try to run through you. And so I like the physicality of the San Francisco 49ers. I think that changes the way. I think I feel like Snead is a physical dude, but now he's got to play against Brandon Ayuk.
And like, he's a baller. I think he's tough as hell, Snead.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like it's physicality on physicality. And the question is McDuffie going to be able to withstand what they do with Debo or Juwan Jennings, who will run anybody over? Like that's going to be so dope, yo. This game is going to be dope, yo.
It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, right here, McDuffie versus Debo.
Yeah, that's what we were saying on the outside. Yeah, yeah. But if they shift Debo into the slot, does McDuffie follow him? That's the question.
Yeah, I mean, they usually will do that. I think they will because McDuffie likes to hit.
But then that's Debo's game. That's give him the ball in space, quick pass, and then it's Will versus Will. I can't wait. It's going to be a great game.
It really is. Now, let's total these up. 49ers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6-5.
6-5 again. So you've got 10 total Chiefs and 12 total 49ers. And I think that kind of tells the story of, you know, why the spread is what it is. The roster is better for the 49ers. The difference is Mahomes. How much does he make up? You know, is he worth all those extra starters that the Niners got and the depth on top of that? I don't know.
Something like this, you know how they you do that like $1 to $5 chart?
Yeah.
And then certain players cost $5.
Right.
We should do something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fun exercise, no doubt about it. But, man, it's going to be fun. These two teams, we've got some more we want to talk about it. But before we do, if you're betting the Super Bowl, there's only one way to do it. Your 49ers are geared up for the Super Bowl. They're going up against the Chiefs, and guess what? You get a front row seat with MyBookie. Whether you're aiming to cash in on the big game or just looking to have some fun times with friends, MyBookie brings the Vegas experience straight to you. Huge selection of pregame bets. You can wager on everything from the opening coin toss, the color of Taylor Swift's sweater. MyBookie is a platform that offers something to everyone. And whenever you sign up using promo code 49ERS or hit this QR code right to the side of me, you get to choose a variety of offers that are available to suit your playing style. Whether you want bonuses, cashback, all those things, all you got to do is just sign up using promo code 49ERS. So if you're itching for a sports book and casino that amplifies the thrill and maximizes your winnings, MyBookie is your MVP. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean from anywhere, only with MyBookie. All right. I'm loving I like it whenever opposing fans show up because they kind of show themselves, which I love banter. I do. But look at this. He comes out with Purdy equals Zach Wilson. Like, you know, that's not the truth.
No.
So like, yeah, like I love like back and forth and I love going to the games and talking and all that stuff. But like, come on, man, like don't show yourself as somebody that doesn't understand football at all. Support your team and talk trash. That's cool. But, like, don't throw stuff like that out there. Brock Purdy, again, he's already done something Patrick Mahomes never did, which was make it to the Super Bowl his second year. Mahomes can never do that. Now, Mahomes is probably on the path to be the best ever, and he's incredible. But, come on, man. We better than that. We better than that. Now, Wayne, I want to turn this over to you a little bit. What are some of the matchups or just something that stands out to you where you're just like, the 49ers got a clear-cut advantage in this area, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, whatever. Where do the 49ers kind of have a huge advantage over the Chiefs? And we're going to go the other way on this as well.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, I just think the 49ers have a better run game, and they have a better run scheme. I think that's kind of like how I think that's a better way to say it. Even then the running backs, the players that they use to run the ball. Like the Niners just, man, 21 personnel, 22 personnel, like that should be it. And they should be able to run the ball outside. You get two tight ends out there on that left side with Trent Williams. I mean, who's going to be able to stop that? Like, there's not a defense in the world that's going to be able to stop it. And so, like, I think the Niners need to come out there with that good old run attack, that rush attack that we used to see, you know, when you would just run the ball. And this is not a slight or stray at the ability of what Brock Purdy, this actually will enable Brock Purdy, because now when your team is successfully running a ball, it just opens things up, man. It opens the field. Teams have to cheat because they got to play the run. They know the nine. They can't stop the run. It's almost like us. We couldn't stop the run. And so whenever we thought we were going to put in the run defense, then they would throw. And we were just off balance, even on defense, for the past couple of games. And so I would like to see the Chiefs go off balance. And Kyle Shanahan needs to throw them off balance by establishing a great running attack. And I think that's where they have the slight advantage. They could run the ball very well, whether it's Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell, Jordan Mason. They're all powerful runners, whether it's up inside zone, outside zone. It doesn't matter. And this is not to take away from the Chiefs defense, but I think they're really good from the secondary. And then they got some stuff up front. When it comes to pass rushing, but taking away the run, I believe they were ranked, 18th at the end of the season. And so I think they're going to struggle against zone running. I want to put that out there. So if Kyle Shanahan gives you that good old outside stuff, which is why, John, I'm with you. If we start Feliciano over one of those guards, like Feliciano needs to be in this starting offensive line for me, because that's going to enable the outside zone running.
Yeah, him first, Chris Jones, is going to be fun. I think Chris Jones probably has the advantage, but like that's too physical.
But it's a veteran. Dudes. You know, I trust our veteran to do what he needs to do.
I like that. And, you know, one of the things that kind of gives me a little bit of confidence is Kyle Shanahan talked about how hard it is to win if you don't run the ball this week. You know, we always get upset about Kyle, like, run the ball more. Here's Kyle talking about how it's going to be hard to win if they don't.
I think it's hard to win consistently in this league if you can't run the ball. I mean, no matter how good of a passing game you have, no matter how good of a defense, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can do it here and there and always pull it off, but the most consistent way to win is to be balanced and to put pressure on everybody. And we love being able to stick with the run game, so you make people force it. I mean, you make people defend it. And if people defend it, everything gets a little bit easier. People can stop your run game without committing to it. Everything's a lot harder.
There you go. And I think that's one of the things that, like, look, you just stick with it. Great things are going to happen. Speaking of great things, Lee, the man, says, hey, fellas, excited for the Super Bowl. Whether it's Vegas or Leeds, I'll be repping red and gold. That's what's up. I saw Lee. He got one of the chances to win those Super Bowl tickets, man. And so, like, it's randomly generated. But I hope you win, brother. I really do. I hope you get to come out and kind of see what's going on. So now, all right, Wayne, let's go the other way. What's the area for you where you're like, man, this is where the Chiefs have their clear and distinct advantage over the 49ers? Is it Patrick Mahomes or is it something else?
I mean, Patrick Mahomes is always the guy. Like, but I don't think you particularly game plan for Patrick Mahomes, because you know what he's going to do. And Nick Bosa said it early, and it's been my motto. You keep his behind in the pocket. Okay, you keep him in the pocket. And so keeping him in the pocket, forcing him to make the quick throws, forcing him to make the throws down the field, forcing him to make the timing throws. That way, because once he gets outside, that's where he's most dangerous. That's where he's most accurate. By then, there's either a flag down the field for something holding, missed something happening. And so Patrick Mahomes is going to take advantage of that. And that's how he beat the 49ers, right? Him extending the plays. Got to kick away those extension of plays for Patrick Mahomes. But for me, I think they're pretty physical. They're a physical run team, and I think that's where the Niners struggle defensively against physical running backs. And if I name these physical running backs, you guys will understand. If you go back to the Cleveland game, Jerome Ford, physical back. No one knew who he was. Running back out of Cincinnati, all of a sudden filling in for Nick Chubb. They had just got Kareem Hunt. They didn't care about a Kareem Hunt. And what did he do? Inside tackles, screen games. It's those two things, right? And who's the most physical back, in my opinion, in this game is Isaiah Pacheco. It's a physical dude. Dude's the toughest runner that we're probably going to have faced all season. It's not a stray against Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey's a different type of physicality.
Right.
But Isaiah Pacheco is going to look, and he doesn't go down on the first contact. And if the 49ers choose to not wrap and tackle, the good thing is they don't have to worry about Isaiah kind of putting the moves. They just got to wrap and tackle, right?
Yeah. I think that's huge. And, you know, Dave, shout out to my man Dave. He says, Feliciano said he's played against Chris Jones like 12 times in 9 years. That was on Mayoko was interviewing. And it was a really good interview. And Feliciano, like, he took a back seat to come here. Like, he didn't have a guaranteed starter spot with us, but he wanted to be a part of the zone system. And I think that's huge. Shout out to Mina Kimes, who, you know, she's a Seattle ESPN, which I usually stay away from both those two things. But she put out there, San Francisco's zone running game is first in yards per carry this year. Kansas City defense against zone run, 31st out of 32 teams. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of matches up. You stick with, you know, what you're doing and you run the ball, which has been your bread and butter. I think that's what you got to do.
John, my favorite clip all year from the presser. It's been the clip that is the best clip that I've ever heard, because not only was it a clip, it was a stray. It was a shot at the head coach. George Kittle came out after that Cleveland Brown game and said, we need to run the ball. We just need to run the ball. He said,
here it is. I got it queued up at all times.
Load it up.
And us being a one-dimensional football team isn't very good.
Oh, I love it, man. He ain't wrong.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And so, like, don't go to being one-dimensional. Kyle should know all about that. Every time he has to go one-dimensional, his teams lose. I'm sure that the Chiefs are going to put Spagnuolo is going to come out and try to take away the run. He's going to try to force the 49ers to become one-dimensional. It may look a little rough. They're going to sell out to stop the run. That's what they're going to do. We've seen it for the past couple of weeks in the playoffs. That's what they're going to do. So I don't want people to be like, why are we not running the ball? Why are we not running the ball? Oh, because there's probably 8 or 9 people in the box. So we have to wait. We have to be patient and wait for the adjustment to happen. But if Brock can get a big play or a nice little screen pass out of an 8 in the box, that would take that 8 in the box and make it back to 4 in the box. Like, that's what it's going to do.
I like that. Now, Lee asked this. He says, which individual matchup do you think the 49ers will be the most dominant? You know what? I'm going to stick with it, and I believe in this. The Joe Thuney isn't going to play. Now, it's a long shot. That's Joe Thuney's words. And Andy Reid says, doesn't think it's really going to happen. They don't even think he's going to practice this week. The backup is Nick Allegretti. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say Javon Kinlaw versus Nick Allegretti. Last week against the Detroit Lions, they had a backup left guard in, completely dominated Hargrave, start to finish the entire game. But every single time, 99 came in, put that dude all the way in the backfield, and just messed things up. So I want that bully mentality. I want that straight-up anger, aggression from Kinlaw, and I just want to see him continue to ride this off into free agency and have a great career elsewhere. I don't think the Niners are going to keep him. But that is the one where, like, I watch tape, and I'm telling you, Nick Allegretti, he wasn't liking people hitting him in the face. And so, like, that's one matchup that I like. Is there something that stands out to you that you want to see? I know you kind of already went through a couple.
Yeah, like, I guess, I mean, I want to see if Nick Bosa, like, well, they're going to probably do a lot of 22 personnel or at least 12 personnel. They're going to have a lot of two tight end sets out there, is what I'm trying to say. Now, if they go, I don't know. Jerick McKinnon is supposed to be healthy, and so they might go with two running backs, but that means they're only going to have one wide receiver out there. And so who would that wide receiver be?
Rashee Rice.
And then, you know, Travis Kelce would be another passing option. I don't expect Travis Kelce to be in on the blocking. So that's why I said Noah Gray would probably be out there, or Blake Bell if he gets any burn. Because they're going to try to run the ball. But I want to try to chip Nick Bosa. But I feel like Nick Bosa against their left tackle should be pretty damn dominant. So now how he's defended or offended, however you want to look at it, how he's prepped for, we'll have to see if they throw a tight end at him or running back at him. But in one-on-ones, Nick Bosa's getting into the backfield.
Yeah, and yeah, we saw it. Yeah, I mean, he turned it on last week. Finally saw it. Like, dude went off. And it seems like every team that plays the 49ers, they chip like crazy. They do two tight end sets and bring a slot guy in to slow down the edge rushers. I mean, it's 7-on-4. It's 7 guys blocking 4
John
all the time.
I was going to ask you that. I didn't know if it was going to be me coming up with some crazy conspiracy, because that's who I am. But I was going to ask you, why is it that every other team that we've watched in the NFL, their edge rushers just get home? And it's because, say it again,
we only commit four to blitz. We don't blitz. And we run a very, very simple defense. And so they keep their two tight ends, or one tight end and a back, or one tight end and a big wide receiver like their Juwan Jennings, and they chip for a count and a half on those edges, and then they release into their routes. I mean, it's on the tape. And you know, Lions, Green Bay, they did the same thing over and over and over and over again. And that's okay as long as the coverage holds up. And so the penalties and all that stuff, if that stacks, that's where we got in trouble against Green Bay. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, Andy Reid's a genius. And, you know, I can't say more nice things about Mahomes and, you know, the production he's put up. You got to make them uncomfortable. You got to keep them in the pocket. Don't let them scramble. And I think that might be one of the things that flip side of that. Look what Brock Purdy's been doing with his feet the last 2 weeks. Like, Shanahan has protected that dude all season. Remember whenever he quarterback sneaked and got, like, the concussion? Never quarterback snuck with him again until Green Bay. Then he was, like, throwing the baby bird out of the nest. It's time to go, baby. It's time to go.
Can you pull up Gregorius Greg's?
Yes. Let's see here. Is this what we're talking about?
Scheme question. How's the Chiefs beat the Niners defense the last two times? All right, so let's talk about this.
So, a couple things. And again, shout out to the man who was just in here, Johnny Dale. You know, I bookmarked this tweet that he put up there. You know, the last two times we played them, okay? So, the last time that the 49ers lost, this was under D'Amico Ryans.
Correct.
They had six straight touchdown drives to put up 42 points. It was immediately after Drake Greenlaw got injured. He got injured. And they put in DFF at the number two linebacker spot because Aziz was already out that year.
I remember.
And they just went straight at DFF in the passing and running. Like, wherever 45 was, they just went straight at him. We had no answer. Now, you go back to the Super Bowl. That was under Robert Saleh. They scored 31 total and put up 21 points in 7 minutes. A lot of that was coverage. And everybody wants to talk about Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan.
It was extension of the play for Patrick Mahomes.
Yep, there you go.
It was him just making a play. And having a guy like Tyreek Hill to kind of like bail him out. I think once that play happened, even though they didn't score off of that particular play, like, it sucked the life out of the stadium. Because it was like, oh, snap. Right? And it gave life and gave momentum to the Kansas City Chiefs. And then kind of Kyle Shanahan stopped running the ball. Like, let's just call it, let's call a spade a spade. Like, he just stopped running. He felt like they were stacking the box and they were playing to take away the run. And so Kyle assumed that Jimmy Garoppolo can beat that with the quick throw game, and Chris Jones knocked the ball down twice. And so that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was just circumstances. It wasn't even scheme that beat the 49ers. It was more like a play broke down and the defense just was lost.
And you got to make plays. Like, you know, one of the things that I think is interesting, I talked about the Chiefs wide receivers. They're not good. They've got skill sets, but like Marquez Valdes-Scantling, he's a burner that drops passes all the time. You got to take advantage of that. You know, the NFL, especially the Super Bowl, you got to take advantage of opportunities when they come. And if a ball gets tipped, you got to get those, because Patrick Mahomes is so damn good. He's not going to give you a lot of chances, but their wide receivers will. You know, Kelce, when the bright lights are on, he shows up. But that first game of the playoffs, he had four drops in one quarter. Take advantage of it whenever they make mistakes. The 49ers roster is better than the Chiefs. I believe that wholeheartedly. Patrick Mahomes makes up and covers a lot of that ground.
There it is.
Andy Reid's pretty damn good. I think Spagnuolo should be getting a lot more credit than anybody else. That dude,
and
he
that's
scares,
why,
he
and that's
me.
Why Chris Jones was bigging up his defensive coordinator and Spags we trust. Like, that, that's exactly why the defense is playing as well as it is.
Yeah. And thank Tanko 3. Do the backup linebackers have what it takes to cover? I'll tell you this. Ben Johnson, the offensive play caller for the Lions, anytime Oren Burks was in the game, 48, they would go straight at 48 in coverage or run, very similar to what we just talked about when DFF came into the game against the Chiefs a year ago. It was the same damn thing.
We are realizing that we're missing Azeez Al-Shaair when we're in base defense. And yes. Oren Burks is not him. He's Oren
Burks.
He
was good early in the year. He got banged up a couple times. He got injured. It just hasn't been the same. Very similar to Aaron Banks.
Aaron Banks, yep.
And that's just the truth of the NFL. Like, you see a guy like Mahomes last year whenever he got injured, and he just said, screw it, I'm going to hobble around and still do his thing. That's rare. That doesn't happen. But that's just kind of what he does. Yeah, right here, Niners Nation. Mahomes makes me nervous. He should.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He should. Like, you're, and I just want Niners Nation to know that you 100% are normal. I mean, we're talking about the reigning Super Bowl MVP and champion. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's who we're playing against. The best quarterback in the league, right? Whether he's MVP or not, he's still the best quarterback in the league. He's still the last quarterback, like, standing next to Brock Purdy. Like, that's how elite he is. I think for me, though, if I had to put a little bit of a worry out there, it would be what the Kansas City formations do when Jair Brown is on the field. So, like, if we line up with the three on one side, one on the other, like two on one side, like that's going to be a little nervous, because Jair Brown is who I think that they're going to look to attack in this particular game.
I see Gibson going to the Kelce side every single time. He has to.
Like if I'm Steve Wilks, you can't expect the rookie to take on that assignment. And there needs to be somebody like even Gibson on that, like, he's going to need some help. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. We talk about Travis Kelce here, who is just he's a problem.
Yeah, he is. Gregorius Gregg, why doesn't Kyle attack players on defense like other coaches do? He does. If they got a bad linebacker, he goes straight at their family. He does not care. So he does, but he doesn't put a lot on. He focuses on linebackers and safeties. That's his two that he goes after quick. Otherwise he'll target certain players in the run game. His go-to is linebackers and box safeties, which, you know, if you're looking at this Chiefs defense, they're pretty good. You got Leo Chanel, mm-hmm. who I think is really good. You got Bolton, who's good, and Willie Gay, he moves around amazingly well. Mm-hmm. So, like, they've got three really good move linebackers and two good corners, and their safeties aren't great. Edwards would be the guy I would target, Mike Edwards, but he ain't bad. They've got a great defense.
But I think you can target them and make them – what you do in this game is you make them cover. And so – You run the ball successfully, and then you find a way to get your guys into the matchups to where their linebackers have to cover George Kittle, or their linebackers have to cover a Deebo Samuel coming out of the backfield. The Deebo's burning that, or their linebackers have to cover a Christian McCaffrey when they go to an empty set. Like, that's Kyle Shanahan taking advantage, and I don't think there's any linebackers in the league that can cover our weapons, like Fred Warner, but he's on our team,
right? And I think this is, you know, right here, white trash nobodies can't allow Kelce to set up the soft spot in the zone and wear us down. You got to have a hot read on him. We're running zone, like, that's who we are. We're running
that's who
zone.
We are. That's who we
and
are.
So whatever Greenlaw, whenever he comes to your zone, you got to attack that. You just got to have a quick trigger, and there's going to be some hits there. And I know Kelce's a big man; he's tough as hell. But Dre Greenlaw got to hit him. And you got to make him pay the price. That's what it is. You come over the middle. He's done it all his entire career. He's amazing. Dre Greenlaw got to make him pay. That's just what it is. So
this is a new alert from the NFL, I believe, reported by Adam Schefter, saying regarding Sunday Super Bowl matchup, CBS Sports Chairman Sean McManus quipped, "The NFL has alerted us that for the first time ever, we will have a double overtime game in the Super Bowl. So if it came down to overtime, it wouldn't end. And if then it would go into double overtime." Is that what I'm getting out of this?
I guess. I don't know. I'm reading this
game,
too.
This game won't end. And how crazy would it be if this game, like, comes down to overtime? If it goes into overtime, it's going into double overtime.
Let's do it. I more football the better, baby. Bring it on.
Does the time run out at the venue that we got? Like, if it goes to the double overtime,
we got 4 hours of open bar and 2.5 hours of open buffet food. Outside of that, that's what we got. So we'll be able to stay in the venue. But yeah, the timer is ticking on that one. We don't go by the overtime rules, sadly. But no, it's gonna be fun, man. The script's leaked. Look at Akshay. Yeah, I don't buy into a lot of that stuff, but I think it is funny. So, man, this has been fun, Wayne. We got a lot of stuff. When are you coming out to Vegas, man? What's the week look like?
So, yeah, man, I'll be in Vegas on Friday, early evening Friday, and then I'll get out there and we'll get ready to get cracking for Saturday. We got a long day on Saturday and prepare for Sunday. So it's going to be a good trip, man. Good times. Going to be spending it with the faithful. And we're going to have a freaking blast, okay? We're going to have a blast, and we're going to win, too. So that's going to make the blast even more blast, right? We're going to have fun.
Everything that we have done has led up to this. This is why you watch training camp and preseason and the draft and all those things.
We put in a lot of work, man.
Gosh, man, it's crazy.
A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of travel hours, a lot of money, a lot of time. You can't get the time back. You get all the other stuff back. Can't get the time back. I just feel so much more comfortable. And I think the reason why I feel comfortable is two things. Number one, we have a competent quarterback. Number two, we have a coach that trusts his quarterback. And I'm going to leave it there. Like, finally. And this has been the issue. That's been the issue. So I'm super excited. Because we always could run the ball. Okay? That's not a thing. That's not, like, it just depends on which running backs you got back there. Elijah Mitchell almost rushed for 1,000 yards. We had Raheem Mostert 1 year. We can always run the ball. But no one is Christian McCaffrey. And I just feel like, and we didn't even have Trent Williams the last time we were in the Super Bowl. So let that sink in, too. And now Nick Bosa is no longer a rookie. And Deebo Samuel is no longer a rookie. And Brandon Ayuk's not a rookie, but he's in his first Super Bowl. You think that these players aren't going to come turned up and ready to play? Mooney Ward has a vengeance out for Kansas City because they chose, what's his name, Trent McDuff? You chose that mother over me? I'm telling you right now, it's going to be something to watch. No holds bar style.
Ah, I freaking love it. All right, wait.
Did I say Niner Nation? I'm sorry. Niner Empire.
Oh, we can be both. We all those things, man. We good. I don't want to take us out, Wade.
Guys, you guys have been real all season, and it's almost over because soon we'll be on Mission Street celebrating and eating, and I'm getting on the float. I told you this is what's going to happen. I'm going to need everybody to start the GoFundMe account because y'all got to get me out of jail. I don't want to spend an extra day in California in prison. That's not something that I've dreamed of. And so, like, I'm used to what Rikers Island look like. I have no idea what the jails are over on that side. And so, listen, let's have a great time. You guys have been faithful. Most importantly, stay up, stay strong, and we out, baby. Peace.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.